of events. But let's try to focus for a moment, maybe 1 hour. Let's try it for one more hour in this high temperature. Because we have one important point in the program. And the children are here, and they are part of it. So our spiritual feast comes to an end. All that is good has to come to an end. And that's how it is with our convention. I have asked here the young children and young brethren, so they sing to us one verse of the hymn, which is really a hymn of our convention. Do you remember? We started with the hymns of victory, and the children, and the scripture from Isaiah, those who await upon the Lord. So I would like to use this scripture again. As we started, we are going to end.
Bardzo bym prosił teraz o włączenie mi pierwszego slajdu. Piąta Księga Mojżeszowa, 32 rozdział i werset
11. Verse 11. As an eagle steereth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. Dear brethren, according to this verse, we want to be those, like those eagles rising up. Among us, we still have the little one, the cheeks, the little eagles, and we have to help them, take them up on our wings and lift them up. And I will tell you, that works. This is why we have so many children here. When we were starting our conversion, I was standing here on those steps. Next to me was a brother who was younger. And in the front, there were children who were participating in the hymn. And I said to the brother next to me, you know what? Soon, they are going to take our place where we are standing. And he answered, you know what? I was standing there, down there, with them, not so long time ago. So for me, I think it's an important accent to have the children among us. So now we give them the platform.
Którego wierzymy, jest jedyny. Cieszymy się, że
the only one. We are glad that we know him. In the Bible, everything is written about him, and we read the Bible eagerly. This is why we know that God possesses a lot of features, but all of them result from four. They are wisdom, power, justice, and love. Their order isn't by no means accidental, because even though they are persistent qualities of God, in his work on the first plan goes one and the other in turns. First, wisdom. God created me as the first fruits of his creation at the beginning of his works with a long time. Ages ago, I was set up from the beginning or before the earth. The wisdom of God meant everything. First, word Logos, my helper, son, the first and the most faithful. In the creation of the universe, he will be the most important. Then the angels, planets and stars, earth and people. Under the threat of the just punishment, I will be obedient to everyone. And if not, I prepare the lamb. Then I will give him the bride to change the fate of a terrible man. Before wisdom finished playing, God's power started to work. Power. I am energy that the only God possesses. I move the earth, distribute waters. I am the life and great strength. But a man is a small drop in the surface of my finger. Thanks to this perfect pair of God's work, we're created. Let's look at the flowers and their beautiful various colors and their shapes and nice smells. How wonderful are God's creations. How much effort and health will human make before one of these multiple others produces? Huge estates are built, treatment, expensive filters are installed to make good effects and create the litter of perfume. And this nice smell one flower has, in the original scent without any machinery and very good content. You can see it at a glance, the result from God's power and his energy.
Thank you. Cierp spokojna u nas, cierp ożywia.
Today, I see, O God, your power. When the world is rushing, I know about you and I see you with faith.
Na całej ziemi, w całej przyrodzie, w czarnej oceanu w głębinie, nawet w wielkim mrozie, piękność świata nie ginie.
Moc Boża i Jego mądrość jest nie do opisania. Wielkie dzieło Boże pokornego człowieka do wdzięczności skłania.
Nadeszło w końcu to, co mądrość przewidziała. Człowiek zrobił coś, czego wola Boża nie chciała. Dał człowiekowi taki rozkaz.
Z każdego drzewa tego ogrodu możesz jeść, ale z drzewa poznania dobra i zła nie wolno ci jeść, bo gdy tylko zjesz z niego...
Myself as God's wrath in everything that is bad. I am taking Adam into my hands. He deserves to die.
Nowocześnie krwią swoją świętą, abym czysty z Tobą żył.
Niepodważalny wyrok sprawiedliwości. Umarł Adam, umiera jego potomstwo, ale przecież inny był plan mądrości. Na nasze szczęście Bóg nie kocha się w śmierci człowieka. Bądźmy uważni, bo na swój występ miłość czeka.
Love. I would like to take Adam from your hands. I love him despite the fact he did wrong. I want to give him another chance. I will show my mercy to the entire world. Justice. I perfectly understand your wish. If you take Adam from my hands, put something else equally valuable in them, I will be fully satisfied. Love. Everything has been settled. There is no problem. A volunteer will replace Adam. I have made an offer. The Son of God has agreed. The Lamb foreseen before the creation of the world. They made the deal. And since then, love and justice work together. Justice saw to the death of a man. Love spoke about hope for him. The time finally came for the Lamb to be killed for Adam. The fate of mankind was being decided. Only one mistake by Jesus could have destroyed love's plan. Father, he gave his life to Adam, but now he lives in heaven better than any angel. How is it possible? How did it happen? Because Jesus suffered. He gave more than his body. I didn't require from the second Adam to suffer. I just wanted second life in return. Power. Because he did something more, I raised him to a newer life, to immortal life. An early life he will give as a gift to Adam and his offspring. This is the thing the justice wait for. The time will come soon, then for Adam. Lord will give his life. The graves will then open and the whole creation will praise God for his power, wisdom, and love. The next hymn, the desert is to blossom as the rose. Streams will flow there. There will be no evil. He will take his power now, exactly from this gift. How good it is that we read the Bible, and thanks to it we know this truth. You, O God, are a huge power, a mighty eternity. All your handiwork is beautiful and full of loftiness. You are our hope, the light full of glory. You are perfect. Your unfailing, you're our faith. In our patience there is peace and wisdom. It's in your promises. You are a great comforter, and in Christ you are life and salvation. The next hymn is the quote from the Revelation. You are worthy.
Bardzo dzieciom, bardzo Wam dzieci dziękujemy i dziękujemy siostrom
and brothers who prepared the children for this presentation. All together, thank you. If any of you maybe did not have enough doctrinal discourses at this convention, this was one about four attributes of God, about ransom, and even about the sin offering. We'll wait a little bit until the children leave. In the meantime, I will ask the brothers to start my presentation. And before I ask the choir to sing a few closing hymns, we'll wait for a moment. Brethren, before we sing and close our convention, I would like to share with you a few reflections of mine. Because we all know that the international conventions did not start from nothing. This is the 17th one. It started 32 years ago. We witness a new generation which does not even recall the very first international convention, when this idea of this gathering every 2 years started, the International Convention of the Bible Students. I learned from the very good source, from Brother Daniel Kaleta, who witnessed in person the talks about the International Convention. In July 1981, at Brother Carl Hagensick's house, few brothers met. Brother Carl is well remembered by many of you. Maybe the youngest one don't recall him. That's my intention, to refresh him in your minds. In Brother Carl's house, in this July 1981, there was Brother Adolf Dembski, present here among us. Brother Fred Binns from the United Kingdom, oraz brat Diego Capoccio and brother Diego Capoccio from Italy. And there was also a group of young people from Poland, among others brother Daniel Kaleta, sister Ania Grudzień, and brother Karl came with an idea. What about an international meeting, convention? So there were four countries represented. What about if we arrange such a meeting in Europe? You know, I recall Brother Karl a little bit, and he was such a man that when he thought something, he was just doing it. So he thought about Peter and Isaac Kittmann from Germany, who helped him to locate the first international location in Kufstein, and then others joined in. You certainly see that this list is limited because we were hurrying up, but these names are pretty well known to you. Brother Michael and Annette Nekora, George Stabek, Brother Ray Krupa, Brother Tim Krupa, who is not at this convention, but I think he's with us in his thoughts. Brother Jerry Leslie, Brother Robert Gray, all of them, and many others, joined this work because they knew it was a good idea to bring the brethren from different continents together. And remember, these were the times that Europe was still in the trenches of the Cold War, and the sharp division between Eastern and Western Europe existed in full force. You may even remember the brethren from Germany, Brother Lutz Ruttmann, Samuel and Anik Stauler, from Greece, Brother Hercules Gonos, from France, Brother Roman Wodkiewicz. The brother we received greetings from, who visited all those conventions, Brother Roman Wodkiewicz, present here, Brother Daniel Woźniak, which is always related to the technical work, Brother John Siwek, and the deceased brother Jerome Gruen. From Poland, Brother Stefan Grudzień, Dariusz Grudzień, who skipped several of those international conventions and came to this one, Sister Violetta and Bogdan Szegirewicz, Brother Bogdan and the technical department. You know, I cannot imagine the convention without those brethren who work with this technical task. The work which was done here is tremendous. And also Brother Daniel Kaleta, who worked with majority of choirs and participated in this work, and we're thankful for that. Brethren, now a few words about this convention. It's almost over. It's the 17th convention. So how was it? We all know because we were here. But there are a few facts I would like to mention. It is, brethren, because it still is, the largest conventions ever. As Brother Stanisław mentioned, up to today, we registered 1,210 brethren. But at this convention, we also witness diversity of forms of our fellowship, of our spiritual activities. Talks, they're always connected with the notion of the convention. So, please have a look at those few. But then, as I enumerate them, please count them. Another form of our activity, panel discussions, pretty well known, happened many times, and you have them freshly in mind, the ones which took place here. Do you recall the evening fellowship? They were pretty interesting, well attended. The fellowship time during which we were able to notice the praise for the Lord. We also had other types of fellowship, because those evening time fellowship moments were happening at the same time in many halls. At the same time, brethren were discussing the prophetic issues. So we had quite a bit of doctrine and biblical teachings considered. We were even able to get introduced to our friends from Israel. We heard the witnesses of the new friends in the truth who just entered into the narrow way. When you think about this, it's quite a bit. Remember, among us we have the prophets, the evangelists, those who are encouraging us. And we are thankful that the Lord provides those. At such international convention, we understand even better that every hand, every leg, every eye is needed. If Brother A stresses particular prophecy and another one stresses testimony, we need them all, because as a whole we are one body. Bible classes, you saw the effects. You know, they took place every day. When we were here studying the good word of God and being nurtured by the spiritual food, the little ones were studying, and there were brothers and sisters who were taking care of them. At the same time, our young people had their time of fellowship. And here I would like to express my sincere appreciation to the brethren from the United States, because they were pretty strong and persistent on those types of fellowship. I participated in many of those. Today, brethren, my children participate in this. And we cannot deny that the result of this work is visible here. Today, among us, we have many young people. In this number of 1,210, we have a lot of young people. Maybe Brother Staszek will present us later with some type of statistics, but during the international convention, we also had the choir who started practicing earlier. So brethren from different countries came here to praise the Lord with the hymn. But you know, at the same time, it was a Christian fellowship, because we were learning about the heroes of faith, men of God described in the Epistle to Hebrews. We were praising him with the hymn which we sang at this convention, and also to deliver a witness in the city, as it happened this Saturday. A little bit more about the evening fellowship and alternative sessions which were happening at the same time. As I mentioned to you, where we were able to think about our friends and brethren in Israel, could hear the testimonies, and even witness the baptism, which was another first at this convention. At this convention, for the first time, we had the baptismal service, and also the discourse which took place prior. I think that you will remember long the words of Brother Alan Springer as he addressed the brethren sitting here to those who decided to follow the Lord. But also the words of full of importance for all of us, consecrated ones. I think we all will retain those moments when in the swimming pool, full sun, they were immersed. Another opportunity of our fellowship, our meals together in the group of friends where we were talking, learning about each other, and yes, you can see from this picture, we were happy. Other initiatives, maybe less important, but I would say also important, as they show that everyone can bring a small part into this group. As Apostle Paul wrote, when you get together, one of you has a hymn, another word. So in here, we were able to look at the pictures which were taken in previous 16 conventions and go even farther back, almost 100 years back. I hope that many of you had a chance to have a look at those old pictures on which you can still see Brother Russell and then other brothers and sisters from different countries spreading the gospel about Christ. Now, that's our picture, the 17th International Convention of Bible Students. You even had the opportunity to put your name down. A few words about the structure of our convention, which really amazes me. This is what the convention office is. This is the administrative department. We all went through this. You had to go to this office. Don't you appreciate their work? How is it possible that the few can really serve 1,210? It's possible. What about the technical? Look at this. Look at this quagmire of wires. Look at them. For years they have been doing this work, and I will tell you, when I look at those cables, that I have no idea how it works. But it works. For the past 32 years, it was always working. And when I look at Brother John Siwek, Brother Daniel Woźniak, Brother Bogdan Szegidewicz, Brothers Stanisław Zeland, I do really appreciate their work, and I am really glad that they have younger helpers. The young eagles are there too. Young brothers are needed. We have to introduce them, to teach them and show them so that this natural process continues. Here you have the medical team, and we are very thankful for our sisters, for their activities, for their hard work, and the service people. This young sister, young girl, stands here with this service department. But you know how many we had of them? About 100 of those young people we had here. We didn't have enough of tags for them. And the last two slides, the group who sits in those cabins, and they're translating my talk now. I will say a few warm words about them. Thanks to their work and because of the systematic growth in quality of our translations, our conventions are more natural, more spontaneous. Please notice that Brother Allen said a discourse in Romanian and it was translated in all the languages. We all were uplifted and built up. And our evening fellowship, even young people meetings, all the testimonies. We thank you, brethren, for this work. I thank you in the name of the entire group here, the entire convention. And as I said, brethren, How is it possible that everything works? There is no international organization holding this thing together, but the brothers come from different places, from different countries, they connect the cables, bring the mics, even those steps here, and it works. I was here when they were bringing those things and assembling. This is the wonderful fellowship of brethren. I will not hesitate to repeat that and say that this is unique in the world. Others have chiefs, they have leaders, captains. We have one, but ours is in heaven. So what came to my mind was the scripture from the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verses 7. 6, 7, and 8. The ant does not have a chief or a commander and collects the food. Go to the ant, consider her ways, which having no guide, overseas or ruler, provided her meat in the summer and gathered the food in the harvest. This is how it is, even with us. We have brothers and sisters who are working, and you know what? We don't have a central command system, like which exists in other organizations. I think that this scripture, which we just quoted, has also a spiritual meaning to us. Please notice this ant, which has no overseer, no guide, no ruler, provides meat in the summer and gathered the food in the harvest. We believe that we live in the harvest time, and we are still believing that we are gathering the food. It's still summertime, it's still the day when you can gather this food. So that's my final conclusion, brethren. The idea, which was born 34 years ago, survived and brings fruitage. New generations come, new faces. The communication among the friends is better. We learn each other. We learn how to listen. I notice also that we are learning how to talk about even difficult subjects which before were only dividing us. But today, we are talking about this and getting closer. And then, which is more important, we go back to our classes with new inspirational thoughts and ideas which will provide for strength and support in the upcoming days and years in our way of consecration. Now, brethren, I would like to wish you, to express my wishes for you. They will be expressed by the hymns sang by the choir. So we'll sing together three hymns. One of them says, "The time for Zion has come. The Lord has come." And we believe that firmly. To be firm in this belief, we need strength. And that's why we wish ourselves and we wish you plenty of this strength. And that's the subject of the second hymn, "Be Strong." And finally, before we return back to Brother Len, we are going to sing our traditional "God Be With You." So now I would like to ask the choir to come to the steps, and I thank you for your time and your attention.
Dear brethren, we have come to the end of our convention when we must say goodbye. Some have already left our presence. We wish them God's blessings for their travels. Those of us who have remained to the end of this meeting must now prepare ourselves for the most difficult part of our week here, giving farewell greetings to the many friends we have known for years and the many new friends we have made here. It is both a happy and a sad occasion. However, let us remember the scripture. How good it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Our unity this week is an example for brethren all over the world. Let us each pledge to carry our love for the brethren and the truth to our respective countries and to our ecclesias. May the Lord guide and be with each of us as we endeavor to serve Him, to to the fullest. God bless us each, and Lord willing, may we see each other again here 2 years from now, or perhaps on the other side of the veil. God be with you till we meet again.
I will ask you to stand up and sing with us in this language we will be singing. And we will start in, not now, not everybody. I will call you to stand up every language. And we will start in the language Kannada, which is a language of India in the region of Bangalore. And I ask brethren from India to stand up and to sing in their language with us. De France. thorns. Chante avec nous. From Croatia, Sweden, Great Britain, Australia, Canada, and the USA. We will sing in English together. Moldova e Romania. Braci w Polsce również zaśpiewamy po polsku wszyscy razem. And maybe we'll ask everybody to sing now in Polish.
will now close with prayer. Brother Mark Davis from the USA will close our convention with prayer. That will be followed by the Lord's Prayer, reciting together, Brother Darius Grugin. And then, brethren, we will bid goodbye.
Our most gracious and loving Heavenly Father, what joy we have in our hearts for the privilege that we can come together here to praise Thy name in one accord. We thank Thee, dear Heavenly Father, for this wonderful privilege of convention that we've had this week. We know that it is all made possible through the blessings that Thou hast bestowed upon us, dear Heavenly Father, the precious gift of Thy dear Son on our behalf. And we thank Thee, dear Heavenly Father, for all our dear brethren from all different countries and cultures that have come here for this convention, that You have provided them that they can come here, that we can gather together and fellowship together in a pure language of Thy wonderful truths that Thou hast given to us. Indeed, dear Heavenly Father, this has been a wonderful week of spiritual lessons. We are soaring indeed on eagle's wings. We are residing confidently in Thy trust and care in all things. We thank Thee for the blessings that Thou have provided, for all the hands that have prepared for this convention. We thank Thee for these wonderful vespers, these songs of joy in our hearts that have been given to us. And we pray, dear Heavenly Father, if it be Thy will, we might be able to return here in the coming years. We pray, dear Heavenly Father, as we depart, that Thou would continue to guide each and every heart bowed before Thee, that we might continue faithful in our vows of consecration unto Thee. And as we depart now, we'd also ask a special blessing upon our evening meal, and the strength that we might receive, may it be used to Thy honor and glory. And dear Heavenly Father, if it be Thy will, we pray for Thy blessing that we might once again see Thy dear brethren in the coming years. Bless them as Thou knowest all their needs. We pray for Thy kingdom, leaving all things in Thy tender care and keeping. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Podziękujmy Panu wspólnie, wszyscy razem modlitwą Pańską. Ojcze nasz, który jesteś w niebie, święć się imię Twoje, przyjdź królestwo Twoje, bądź wola Twoja, jako w niebie, tak i na ziemi. Chleba naszego powszedniego daj nam dzisiaj i odpuść nam nasze winy, jako i my odpuszczamy naszym winowajcom. I nie opuszczaj nas w pokuszeniach, ale nas zbaw ode złego. Amen.
May God be with you, brethren.
Ale żeby on się widzieli.